Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revitin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome, everyone, to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revitin Batren Grossman. I'm a marriage coach for women in business. And as you've been hearing on the podcast, we are in this rhythm of the four pillars. So we have God, marriage, business, and you. Those are the four pillars that you want to have in balance so that your life can be in flow. And today we are focusing on business. And specifically, because it's September, we're talking about routines and systems and the way to simplify your life. And specifically right now in your business. And today with us is Shoshana Jen Lubin. Introduce yourself, Shoshana Jen.
Hi, my name is Shoshana Jen and my husband, Chaim Lubin. And I built a platform called Just Connect Us. And that's why we're here today to help you simplify your online presence because we want to give back more than we take. And we've been online for a long time now. The gray hair. And we know every time we go online, it just takes more and more of our precious time to get work done. So we built the justconnectus.com, a platform. And a little bit about me. I grew up in a house of entrepreneurs and was always paying attention to where the market is and where the products are and how products in the market gets connected to the clients and the customers. I've had a few different small businesses throughout my life, and I've always been looking for a product that Jewish people would say is maybe righteous panasa, like making your living doing good. I think a lot of us, hopefully all of us, strive for something like that. So I've been looking for a product for years that will really give back more than it takes. And I've made hats, which are great. They're warm and cozy, and I've worked on social media for nonprofits. So I've been really happy with my past history of work to bring me to this point to see that my husband has the skills. He's a full stack developer to build me the app. My joke used to be my husband can't build me a house, but he can build me a website. And then a couple years ago, it changed where little did we know we needed an app. So here we are. I'm really excited. This is our launch year. And this is basically a beta. The product definitely works great and looks good, but there's always places to improve. And it's just me and him right now bootstrapping it to build this new type of directory.
That's really cool. Okay. It's called Just Connect Us. And I like that because, you know, it goes down, like you say, simplify. It goes down to the basics. Just connect us. You know, it's like, let's just, you know, stop overcomplicating everything and focus on where can we go back to the basics. So what are the basics for a business to succeed and really thrive in all of the business worlds? Like, what do you think is the number one thing that really moves the needle for people?
Well, you want to be able to work at the job you love and stop working out all the extras. I mean, this is so many extras when you're in business. And one that should be more simplified is advertisement. Advertisement takes up more and more of our time. I believe advertisement is probably in the top 10 of the biggest businesses in the world. So you understand that that didn't happen by accident. So by simplifying all those extra jobs, people have more time to work the job they love, which is more fulfilling. They have more free time. So the number one form of advertisement is word of mouth referrals. And that's what we're streamlining right here at Just Connect Us. We're streamlining the entire process to get from finding a service provider that looks good or a business or a product and seeing if you have any mutual connections. If you have a mutual connection, in the app itself, in the Just Connect Us app, we have a message feature and it's no group chats ever. So whenever someone's messaging you, you know they want to talk to you. So in a way, it's also building tighter communities that way because when we talk in a group, we talk different. When we talk online to each other, those comments are there for 1,000 years for the whole world to see and for, you know, the internet to make some type of profile about you. Literally, that's the target marketing that's happening by everything that you do online. So by streamlining word-of-mouth referrals to a friend in the community, you're bypassing all these, I'm going to search on Google, I'm going to ask in the group, I'm going to do this, and going right to the nitty-gritty. If I need a plumber, okay, so I'll tell you how Just Connect Us works, and I'll show you how it streamlines a little bit. This is basic how it works. I need a plumber, and I don't want to use my old plumber because it broke again. So I can't put that in my group chats. Okay, so I'll be straight. I need a plumber. Search plumber. And also, there's no categories in Just Connect Us. We don't want you to search for the category that you want and see more ads while you're doing that. There's no ads in Just Connect Us. It's a straight search for the skill or product that you need. You can even put in donation opportunity, and it will come up with people who have donation opportunities within their products or they're running something. Okay, so I need a plumber. I search plumber. Now, the first plumber who comes up on the screen after I search is the person who has the most contacts to me. So that's building stronger communities already. I see who my community is using. I can look at their profile. I can see about them. And then I can decide to either contact the plumber or just send a simple ask your friend. Whatever friend is connected to that plumber, maybe there's 5 or 6 different friends. Maybe one of those friends, he lives on a tent at the Dead Sea. He doesn't know about plumbing. But one of those friends in there is a friend who lives 2 blocks away. So I send him a private message and Just Connect Us. Hey, I see you know this plumber. Is he good for me and my needs? This happened, blah, blah, blah. Whatever message you want to send, direct message to your friend, to the connection on Just Connect Us that you made into your community, your connections. And that person can answer you freely because it's only a word of mouth referral to 1-to-1. So he's not answering a million people. And you could be honest. You could be like, that guy's great, but he's always late, which is okay for me. I work at home. But if you have 6 kids and you work 2 hours away, you can't have a plumber who's always late. And so you don't want to put that on social media. You don't want to put that in a group chat. This guy's always late. But to my friend who I know is stressed for time, I'm going to tell that person. So this is a process on Just Connect Us that everything we did, we hope that streamlined the whole process of finding the service provider you needed. Now, also for the small business, this guy didn't have to do any advertisement. All he had to do was a good past job, and his community would want to give word of mouth referrals because we all want our service providers to stay and work, especially local people, because stronger communities where people are home, where people can do the plumbing and painting or masseuses or even work out of the house as a lawyer or an accountant, it builds stronger communities. People are home. They can pick up their kids right after school. They're present. It just, the entire effect of having more free time because you're not advertising all the time, more free time because you're finding enough work in your local communities is huge. Okay, I'm off topic. How does it work? All right, I found that plumber. I asked my friend for the rare math referral. He said yes, and he referred you. And not only in a message, but he can also say he referred you. Now, the plumber knows he got a referral from this other guy that he did work for this new guy. So the plumber is more engaged. This is a great community. I want to do good work for them. It's just natural. It's going to happen. If you get a word of mouth referral, this is a community that you know is valuing your work, which is beneficial in all kinds of different ways for the person. And that's it. You streamline the entire thing of finding that plumber. The plumber didn't have to advertise, so we saved a ton of time. And that's the nuts and bolts how Just Connect Us works. We also have some other features. We have a shout out page, which say you have a pipe that broke in your house at 11 o'clock at night. You don't have time for a word of mouth referral. You don't even have time to call anybody because you're busy mopping up the house or whatever it is. So there's a shout out button, which is like a broadcast. So you put in there, first plumber that calls me has a job right now, emergency pipe broke, whatever it is, put your phone number in there. Now that broadcast only goes to people on Just Connect Us platform, your local community, and of course, anybody who has connection to you, directly to them, a direct notification. So it's an app. So you download the app and you'll get a notification if somebody needs a skill that you have in your profile right now when someone uses the shout out button. So it's a broadcast. I need a plumber. So every single plumber within my area. So we, in Israel, we have different areas. We have the north, we have the Mikvaz, we have Jerusalem district, Judea, we have the south. So anybody in that area will automatically get a notification that there is someone who needs a plumber right now. 11 o'clock at night, are you up? Come, you got a job. So that's the broadcast button, which we think is great. You can use that. Say you don't want to look for word of mouth referrals. You just want people to send you a CV. you need a copywriter and you want everyone to send you their CV and sample of their work, and then you'll figure it out from there. Plus, you can also go backwards. You can also search by name on Just Connect Us and see who you're connected to, that person. So if you ask for CVs and you get a great CV from someone that you're not connected to, you can search on Just Connect Us and see if you have mutual connections. Now, unlike social media, you don't have to have 5 million people to make this work. You can just have your local community, maybe 50 people. You can have your online community because you're a copywriter. So like LinkedIn, I mean, like half the people, I'm sure half the people, I don't know, I should look it up, do work only online. So our online community. And eventually we'll have places where you can categorize these communities. So you could have a community of your biking club. So the next time you need to get your bike fixed, you can just search those people that you know and that you want to support them. Some of those people in that biking club or store owners, or they fix bikes or whatever, you know. So you can organize your searches that way also. But that's in the future, because right now we're just minimum viable product. This is our beta year. Please join us. Just connect us. The bigger the community, the better it works for everybody. And yeah, do you have any other questions? I have to talk.
The questions I'm having while you're talking is this just for Israel? Is it global? You know, how does it work when you're looking for someone and you're posting globally?
Well, so how it works is one of the giant pushes behind this was to empower local, but it's the internet. And right now, my husband had a meeting at work and he talked to guys in Mexico, Argentina, Washington State, all in one meeting in English, you know. So our communities are really skewed, especially here in Israel. I mean, every single person I know speaks two languages. So, right. So yes, we really want to focus initially locally. And then when the war happened, I'm going to go poo, poo, poo. And I just want to shout out to you. Thank you for keeping the channels of everyday life moving in Israel and the whole world. If we close down, we lose. If we don't connect, we lose. If we're not working, we lose. Right now, we need to work for two families. You know, everyone's donating and everybody's cooking and everyone's driving supplies and everyone's going to the hospitals and bringing food, God forbid. So thank you, Revitzin. That's beautiful that you're keeping the lines of everyday life fortified, basically. It's really important right now for people to understand that Israel's open for business. Small businesses, especially every time you hire a small business, you affect the local community. They're buying local goods, they're hiring local people, and they know how to support our local community best, people who are on the ground. So if you want to get meals to 100 soldiers, just go hire a local caterer. Don't worry, they'll get it to them.
No, the truth is that it's exactly how it is. You know, when we are able to thrive, and, you know, right now, a lot of business owners that I know, myself included, we're feeling the drought. We're feeling it, you know, like in the beginning of the war, I didn't feel it at all because I got something like 3 or 4 clients one after the other when the war hit. And like, to me, that was like, oh, look at that. The war didn't affect me. And then woo, everything went down. And so it's been really interesting that, you know, the seasons and the cycles that we're going through. And I think that it's so true when you hire an actual person who has a family and a street and a community and, you know, is part of something bigger, you affect in such a greater way. You know, you're paying the school, you're paying the, you know, the local.
Oh, yes.
Like, you're able to continue life, which is, you know, this is the ultimate way of helping people. Is instead of just sending them money, you know, help them support themselves and help them actually work. So this is really great. A great point that you bring up.
So morale, it's not to be taken lightly. I mean, we've lived in war for so long, the Israelis, that we're professionals. God forbid. Professionals at morale, but it's not to be taken lightly. And if the economy, if people can't pay their bills and one of the breadwinners or or in the service or their business is totally affected, like tourism. So it's really a big deal to continue to find that small business person. And Just Connect Us can help you. We have a few caterers. We have some caterers that made Aliyah 5 years ago, and he still has a gigantic, they have gigantic communities in America. So yes, Americans can open up Just Connect Us, search for a caterer, search for donation opportunity, and then you just might have connections to that person because we're really all over the place. We figure Just Connect Us, we're going to, so let me get back. We really wanted to just focus on our local communities and build organically from there. But when the war happened, we couldn't do that. We had to help the initiative to let our Jewish worldwide community know that Israel's open for business. So we've been focused on that and still building our local communities. I mean, literally our villages right where we live, because that's really, this tool is great for local people, especially because there's no talking online. So I literally believe that this is a kosher platform, and I think I would like to get a heck shirt, and I believe there's some rabbis out there who actually do that. There's no ads, so you don't see things you don't want to see. There's no news feed, so you don't have to continually scroll and accidentally see things you don't want to see. And being that there's no group chat is so beneficial to the community, because where I live, there's 350 messages easily every day, and I know other groups that there's more. So it's unruly, but every, I say 3 weeks, somebody asks if there's a plumber in our yeshuv. And there's 4 plumbers in our yeshuv. So when somebody answers, oh yeah, I like this guy, there's 3 other people who live in your neighborhood that you just didn't recommend. And I don't think that's for great community building, you know, especially if somebody really needs work and they weren't recommended and they saw that. So even this, that simpleness of not talking in public, which we're taught all the time in Judaism, I mean, everybody, gossip is a bad word in any language. And literally talking about anybody, beneficial or negative in public, can cause problems, cause embarrassment, can cause different things. So on Just Connect Us, everything is word of mouth, 1-to-1. So that's helping build stronger local communities, especially. Maybe when you get bigger, it's not as necessary. You don't hurt someone's feelings if you're recommending someone in Cleveland to do a job in Tel Aviv.
Right.
So being that we are an internet beast, and I have community in New York, in Berkeley, in Tel Aviv, I have community in the Gush Etzion. So if somebody goes online and they need a copywriter, that copywriter could be anywhere right now. Just don't hire someone who's working in Bali, because it brings up jealousy. So we hired someone to do some work on the website who's working on the beach in Bali, and we would talk to him, and he's literally sitting on the beach with his laptop on his on the table, and it brought up some jealousy. So, but
okay. Well, worldwide, you can drive down to the beach and work on the beach if you really want to. Honestly, I don't, you know, I could go sit outside, but the sun is just too strong, and then I have a hard time seeing the screen. I'm like, you know, I'll do my work when I need to do my work, and then I'll go outside and have fun when, you know, when that happens. So,
well, we hope.
There's a time for everything.
So back to the question, who is it for? Right now, we're targeting especially the English-speaking workforce of Israel. Eventually, we'll translate the entire page into Hebrew, so we'll have English and Hebrew. And eventually, right now, you can list any country. We have all the countries listed. We just don't have all the work behind that, the regions of the countries and different things. But we do have GPS. So if you search in Jerusalem district for a house painter, you're going to get somebody in that area. Second, actually, first people who come up will be who's local and who has mutual connections to you. Second person who comes up when you search is your region. And then third is national and international community. So,
okay, but let's say you're looking for a copywriter and the physical location doesn't actually matter. Is there a way to filter for that?
Yeah. So there's a toggle on and off different regions to ask for certain regions. And then there's another toggle, one that has for your connections. So say you have 5 connections that know a copywriter. Okay. So, and those 5 people, they knew 6 other copywriters. A lot of it was doubled. And you can look at people who are in your community. You can look at their profile. Plus, no one knows who looked at their profile. So you won't be receiving cold calls. Hey, I saw you looked at my profile. Do you want to hire me? You know, it's nice that LinkedIn does that, but it's awkward. And I feel I don't want to look at people's profile all the time. I'm afraid they're going to contact me, and I'm not there yet. You know, I'm just looking around. So you can look at everybody's profile and see what they have to offer. And then you can just choose to contact a friend for that word of mouth referral, or you can toggle on Just Connect Us Community. So it's either connections or community on the website, the app. And when you do community, everybody who's in the Just Connect Us directory can come up there. And they will still be listed, say, if you have mutual connections, but you haven't made those connections. When you download the app, you're asked to open your phone book. So you're literally asked to open the phone book and Just Connect Us. We promise never to sell off your information to third parties. That's why we built Just Connect Us, because we saw that the marketing techniques of a lot of companies and products out there is not so up and up. So we built a safe, not only a positive platform, we call it a positive platform on the internet, but a safe one also. So if you open your phone book, it's just me and my husband in the office. We promise not to sell off on your information. Now, if you open your phone book and Just Connect Us, two things happen. I think you can see who's already on the Just Connect Us platform and decide to connect with them as connections, friends on the Just Connect Us platform. That way, if I'm a house painter and I open my phone book, especially if you're a service provider who is working in a physical world, not just on the internet, you really want to open your phone book because all your clients are there. So if I'm a house painter and I open up my phone book on the Just Connect Us, when I download the app, I download my phone book. Now I can see all my past customers who are already members of Just Connect Us, connect with them on Just Connect Us. And this way, when any of their friends that I don't know look for a house painter, they see me, they see the connection, and then they can decide to ask for that word of mouth referral privately through their friend's connection or just contact me directly. So that streamlines a lot of work for getting that word of mouth referral. Like when we're up and running and fully in a community, we are going to cut the time and expense and aggravation to advertise yourself to a fraction. Because everybody, first of all, three things. Word of mouth referrals is number one way of advertising in the whole world. Number two, everybody I know wants a word of mouth referral. So that's the end goal, is to get somebody who used this service, somebody that I know, that I trust, that I like their opinion, or someone who that I know is a professional in the field. Say that you own an apartment building and you're my second cousin. I'm going to ask you, and if you're on Just Connect Us, you're saying that I'm available to help my community. Because that guy who owns the apartment building, he knows 100 house painters. He knows a good plumber. He knows a good electrician. And sometimes somebody said to me, well, maybe that guy doesn't want everyone to know his good workers because he's afraid they won't have them. I hope that you're so busy that you can keep all your service providers in work and nobody has to worry about other jobs and advertising themselves. That's an end goal for sure. But most of us are not like that. I only have a wedding, you have the season of weddings in Israel. So after that season of weddings, you still want that photographer to get good work. I want to be available to help that photographer not spend hours advertising themselves, but more time at the work they love, more time at family, more time in community, and not just answering that next question on a group chat that might get him a job lead. That's really time consuming. And it's great. We all love the internet. We all love social media, but it shouldn't be the end all for everything. And right now, if we don't build positive platforms where we can get work done on the internet, we'll have to go to social media every single time, which is okay, but what if you get distracted easy? What if you saw something you didn't want to see? I teach my kids all the time. If you see the tiniest little bit of something you don't like on the internet, immediately just pause that person, block that person, and search for cats playing guitars. Because what we search for is what we see. So if I need a house painter and I search for a house painter, I don't want to see house painters for the next 6 months of my social media feed. But if you go to Just Connect Us, that won't happen.
I have a question about testimonials. Instead of having to call people who you know and, maybe take up some of their time, is there a way to leave a testimonial for someone and say, I highly recommend this person, and then people will know, oh, I'm connected to her. She recommends. So I'll just go straight to it without having to, sort of skipping that in-between stage.
Yes, that's a big decision we had to make. And we decided that there's a lot of places that we can find testimonials already. So we decided N plus testimonials. There's a lot of problems with testimonials. Literally, Angie's List is in a gigantic lawsuit right now because of these things. You have sometimes your adversary, your competition will leave false testimonies. You'll have my girlfriend, she told me a story where she was looking for a contractor and a woman on one of the WhatsApp groups. And this woman was all about, this guy's great, he's amazing. And then another friend contacted her and said, that woman owns half the company. That's the ex-wife of the guy whose contract company she's talking about. And so testimonials, referral, online reviews are great. That's not what we're doing. We're actually, instead of just being by ourselves and trying to figure out all this import from the internet, we're connecting you to your community again. So when you talk to somebody one-to-one, it's build stronger community. It shows value to that person. And plus, like I said, you can get the referral that's for you and your needs. Okay, I'm a mom of three kids and I work 2 hours away. I can't have a house painter that's going to be late. I can't have, you know, a flaky plumber or even an accountant who does great work, but it takes them 6 months. It's like, eh. So each person is different. Like really in a personal level, like maybe I quit smoking 20 years ago and I can't have a house painter that's going to smoke. And I feel awkward asking the house painter because if I ask him not to smoke inside, he's still going to smell like cigarettes and smoke outside. And maybe that's a trigger for me. Trigger. I don't think I've ever used that word before. That modern lingo. So there's a lot of reasons why you want to talk to your community. And you want to talk to people who know you. Even in the business world, if I'm in the fashion industry and I'm looking for a photographer, I don't want a wedding photographer. I don't want that photographer. I don't want this photographer. I want to talk to my community who are also in the fashion trade. And they have these photographers that they've used before. And they want to help keep in business. A thing too is that my house painter does a good job, but I only need him every 10 years. The indoor house painter, you paint your house every 10 years. Well, not in Israel. They whitewash it every day. So that's a different cultural thing.
I was going to say, I don't know what culture you're in, but here we paint a lot more often. Also, when you have kids, you paint a lot more often because your walls are constantly being redesigned.
This is an international platform. We're starting, this is our initial target audience, is Israel's English-speaking workforce. From there, we're going to go to the Hebrew workforce. But really, once we have the English-speaking workforce in Israel, we have a foothold in every major English-speaking city of the world. And so it really will bring it home, you know, the travel agent you need internationally. I live in Brooklyn, but I need a tour guide in Tel Aviv. You know, so we are so international. Yeah, but no, but being so that cool. The way we set it up is that first rung is people that I know show up on the listing. Second rung, and always free, is local listings. So I'm going to give you the next question because everybody asked me. How much is it? How do you make the money? Yeah. So I have 11-year-old kids ask me, the first question they ask me, like they're sitting with their parents, I'm telling them about it, my friends. And the kids, they'll be like, how are you going to make money?
Hey, before we continue the episode, I want to ask you something. Are you ready to get answers from God directly? Feel more in love with your husband and more supported than ever? Run the business of your dreams without having to sacrifice any other part of your life? That is exactly what my one-on-one private coaching is for, and I want to invite you, just you and me, for a free deep dive discovery call. This is a 60-minute free call where I ask you lots of questions and we extract the three main things that are holding you back. I then put together a personalized plan for you where I create a roadmap of recommendations with practical steps. The call is free and so valuable in itself, so go book yours today. Now, back to the show.
So this is how we're going to make money. So social media is supposedly free, but it takes your time. It brings you to the advertiser. And if I work for 200 shekels an hour, I'm literally giving this time to, it's a lot of money that we're sending out there and not receiving equal balance. And this isn't just my idea. There's a lot of think tanks and academic people out there that are like, the level of time that we put into social media or into the internet is not equal in what we're getting. Anyhow, how are we going to make money? If you want to be found nationally, internationally, with SEO placement, please God, we can do it at $20 a year. a year. Mm. Now, what's free? Use all of the app's features, the shout out, the message, the search, listing yourself. You can list yourself as white pages, yellow pages. It's all the same. Make a profile, and then you can put skills in. I'll tell you that later. What's free? All the app features, and to list yourself locally. So that's Jerusalem District. So that's, you know, I don't know. Is that 2 million, 3 million people? I don't know. So that's a lot. It's a big listing. So local listings will always be free. And like, Just Connect Us is really just getting going. I don't even have the price page up. We haven't even started to ask anybody. So it's a 6 months grace period on Just Connect Us. After the 6 months grace period, we ask you if you want to join for the national, I'm not even sure what we're going to call it, full membership maybe. We're just designing all these things. But if you want to be found nationally, internationally with SEO placement, that's $20 a year. So that's nothing. And that's one of the reasons you can see that if you have a big enough community, Facebook, Instagram, I mean, like, you could be charging probably $5 a person a year and never have to have paid advertisements again. That'd be a nice gift, but that's not the billions of billions. Never mind. That's my own. No. Yes, we're a membership.
It sounds like even if you had to pay to be on the higher level, it's negligible. And, yeah. You know, it's worth it if you're going to get word of mouth referrals, which is a way warmer lead than somebody who comes through social media or who sees an ad or who just randomly super cold doesn't know you from a hole in the wall. So this definitely makes a lot of sense.
We think so.
Yeah. It sounds fun.
Yeah. And there's nobody out there that's only streamlining word of mouth referrals. I mean, LinkedIn seems like it, but LinkedIn plays the game that you have to have a certain amount of contacts on LinkedIn to be seen. So you're making contacts with people that you've never actually worked with on LinkedIn. That's what it's come to. What we've designed is actually basically what LinkedIn used to be before all the social media gimmicks to keep you coming back. And it's great. I love social media. It's my entertainment. It's where my friends are. It's where my work is. But like I said, we should have other options, other streamlined, focused options. I shouldn't have to be a detective to figure out a caterer for the next event or something that really that maybe you don't know who to ask in your phone book. Like, God forbid, you need a criminal lawyer, an international criminal lawyer. Who knows?
So let's talk about coaches, because a lot of my listeners are coaches and they're service providers, you know, tech people, graphics, web designers, whatever. People who are working from home or people who are not locally bound.
Yeah, I think that's so many of us.
Right.
Half.
How would that help someone who is in that industry?
Okay, so just because you're in an industry that's either online or a very niche industry, it doesn't mean that somebody in your community's community, your friend's friend, is not going to look for that. So say I have 100 friends and none of them need my skills, but they know people that need the skill. They have a friend that looked to that skill. Now they see the connection, they see that person. Or, like I said, you can search by regions. You can search the entire community of Just Connect Us. So if you're an international lawyer, you definitely want to be searchable by the whole community because that's such a small niche product. The local house painter, they may never need to upgrade to the regional or international level of membership and just stay with the free local membership. And that would be enough for them.
It sounds like for people who are local bound, this would make sense even just to stay on the free plan. But people who want to be featured internationally, you know, or SEO and things like that, that would make sense. And I'm almost just wondering, you know, my business is super niche. I'm a marriage coach for women in business, right? So there's like a million marriage coaches out there. And if your marriage is, you know, on the brinks of divorce or not doing well and you're like rocky, there's people who are way qualified and awesome at helping you deal with that. And I think my specialty is the combination of the two, right? Women who are more successful than their husbands. They're more extraordinary in a way that they want to do more than quote unquote just be a mother, right? And I say that because I want to be completely honest with you guys. I don't know if I can just be a mother, because just being a mother requires more of me than if I'm, you know, having the balance of business motherhood. I personally found that it's just mind-blowing. Sometimes we call it just, but the just takes more effort and more energy and more focus and staying on track. It's like, okay, this is what I'm actually doing. And so, you know, some people have a little bit of, you know, fire under their tush, and they want to do more than one thing, and they're excited about how they can serve the world and also have a life. So that's where I get to thrive, right? So if somebody were to just look for any marriage coach or any marriage professional, I'm sure other people could come up in the search. But then how would it know that they're looking specifically for me?
So we don't have categories. That was another choice that we made. We felt like we wanted to streamline it. And when you're looking for a marriage coach, a business coach, a Rebbetzin, you can do that with just typing in marriage coach, searching marriage coach. And then anybody who put marriage coach into their profile, it's called search tags. So this is all done by search tags. And you can play with the search tags. We allow you to make any search tag you want. So you can really customize what you're doing in little tiny search tags. So somebody searches female Jewish life coach. Somebody searches religious life coach. Somebody searches marriage coach. And they press search. And then your profile will come up, more connections the higher up, then locally. And then internationally, you know, we have an algorithm to bring the most relevant up high. So if you have like even two or three deep connections to a person, you'll be listed. And then your profile is where you're going to talk to this person. So if you put in female coach, are you on the verge of divorce, you know, divorce counseling divorce counseling as a tag, people may not search for divorce counseling, but they'll see those tags. So that starts to tell the story about you. Plus, we allow you to put in every single link that you've ever done. So you can put in all the work that you've already put into the social media and to your webpage and to your YouTube channels. So you can put on all the links. People can, you know, I was at my aunt in Brooklyn, and she's 83, I believe. And everything I said to her, she Googled it. She became a detective. I was loving it. I was like, I don't know if you don't trust me or you're just addicted to being a detective. So we're detectives. So you'll have all your links there. You'll have your mutual contacts will be shown. All the search tags. You can put in your bio. You can put in your education. We don't make you put in your education. There's no red dot there. So we want to simplify your life. If your education has nothing to do with what you're doing right now, nothing to do with your skills. But plus, when you were talking about you want to put all of yourself, I want you to put in your hobbies. If you donate your time at the local shul, put it in. If you donate your time tutoring high school students, put it in. If you are an accountant and you just can't get to the gym, but you walk dogs, you make some extra money, why not? Be a dog walker. Eventually, after we're out of our beta launch, we will have what's called hidden skills. So if you're a dog walker and you only want local community members to see that, you can put that as a local skill. If you're a dog walker and you're also an accountant and you want the accountant open, you know, just a regular tag. But we'll eventually, that's one of the little things we want to build eventually into the app and the website, is that you can hide your skills. If you bake bread for your local community, you know, if you sell 30 loaves of bread on Thursday, you can put that into your local skills, and that you're a masseuse, and that you're, I don't know, any type of skill that you have. I mean, there's people who go here in Israel, a lot of people who go and help out at the hospitals. If you're available for overnight stays at the hospital, put it in there. If you are available to, I don't know, you know, watch kids for service members, you know, right now there's a whole different gamut of things that we need people to volunteer and donate their time for. On your skills, you can put everything. Because we all have multiple skills. Like I said, the accountant could be a dog walker and my masseuse is a copywriter. Actually, I think everybody I know is an English proofer, except for me. Send me the dyslexic coaches, please. So everyone I know has multiple skills, and it tells a story about you, especially like alternative healthcare providers. They have 100 different little certificates. They did their masseuse, and they're a yoga instructor, and they do Brahma, and they do Chinese acupuncture, shiatsu. So yes, in your skills, you can just have fun with it. Maybe 2-3 word little skill tags. And that's how people will find you. So we recommend going from very broad, life coach, marriage coach, and then to very specific, religious woman business life coach, alternative healers, alternative food, healthy food, home cooking. Go very, very broad, an accountant, and then go down international, expert, Israel, America accountant. So people can find you easily and then look at your whole story in all those skills you put there. And of course, I think the bio, I think almost unlimited text in there. And you can put everything in Hebrew right now, if you like, if that's for you or whatever language you would like. I believe we hold most of the language. I know we do Hebrew. So if you want to write your bio in Hebrew and your tags in English right now, that's great. Eventually, like I said, the bigger we get, and we'll be able to have different pages in different languages, the full page. Right now, you can mix your profile, English, Hebrew. Sorry, I don't know if we have other languages right now. You could try Spanish, French, German, Russian for sure.
Okay, so it sounds like Just Connect Us is a new platform that is up and coming. It's in beta right now, but it's definitely looking good and has a lot of potential. I think the thing that really shines about it is the fact that you're not collecting information and you're not targeting people based on what they search for or trying to, you know, remember what color their, you know, their favorite thing is and then trying to advertise. So that's something that feels really safe and comfortable. And I think also the fact that if you write your bio really well and put in a little bit of effort to tag yourself accordingly, it sounds like it should be to your advantage, you know, even just to be listed and wait and see what happens from there.
Then, no, you know, yes. We don't take any credit card. There's a gigantic game on the internet where they ask you, okay, 1 month free, 1 month free, but you had to put a credit card in to get the 1 month free. That is an entire game of just making income for nothing. I can't tell you the amount of money that people spend on forgetting to cancel the free month. Okay, so that's one of the techniques of getting people's money that we're not doing here. So we never ask for a credit card unless you want to join for the National International SEO platform. I don't even know what we're going to call it. I guess full membership.
Yeah, that sounds cool. So basically, you know, the whole thing's free. You sign up, you put in your information, it's safe, and the more connections that you can connect to and the more exact you can make your bio, the better the algorithm is going to work in your favor. And it's not icky. The most professional word I could come up with. It doesn't have the icky thing that comes with social media, advertising, all of the, you know, the ickiness involved. So that sounds really exciting. Do you have anything else to add before we close up? Because that has been just really fun to get to know your new product and imagine all the different ways that it could be super successful.
Well, thank you for giving me this platform and time and seeing the value. I mean, that's why we put in all this time, because we've been using the internet for a long time. Like I said, the gray hair. And if we don't build positive places on the internet, it's just, every time I go on the internet, it's more convoluted. And yeah, I like the internet. I like knowing what my friends' Simcas are when somebody needs something and the best band to go to and a great new restaurant. But it shouldn't be our end all. It shouldn't be our best friend. And you can look at all the data out there. It has not been beneficial for the human race. No. It seems like it. I tell my friends who are empathetic, don't go on social media. Stay away from the internet. And I know a lot of people actually turn off social media and go on once a week because they have to for work. I know people who just take off WhatsApp from their phone once a week, they open it and check all the messages. And it shouldn't be like that. We should have places that we feel, oh, this is a tool. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to use it for what I need to use it for. And I'm going to put it down and no strings attached.
I really like the lack of gamification, where I don't have to feel pulled, almost addicted to the app. And that feels really nice. That feels really great. It's like, wow, we're back to basics, people. It's great. Another thing I love about it is that, you know, it's a husband and wife team and they're working together and they're having so much fun building something. And I think that that adds to it. You're like having fun, question mark.
Well, it's nice that we're on the same page and, you know, we have the same values. So these things are great that we see that we're connected in a lot of ways, not just husband and wife, that we're connected in the way we see the world. And that way that we want to make things better and we don't want to keep polluting our environment, even if it's just through our eyes and the interaction of the internet. It is polluting in a way. It's pooling. Mm-hmm. I want to get that pooling part real fast. And I don't recommend working with your husband, by the way. But
I've had projects with my husband, and even though there are difficulties involved in trying to figure it out and working with your husband for many hours at a time and getting deep into certain issues and things, there's something nice about realizing that, oh, you know, I see things that I wouldn't have seen if we were just parallel living, and I can appreciate that. So I think it's just really fun to watch you building something and working hard towards a better life for all of us. So thank you so
much. I'm super excited. It's hard right now. We're getting people on board, but we need to up the numbers. I mean, we literally have like 1 to 2 people signing up a day, I'm telling you the truth. And this is our year to prove, it's proof of product right now. Right now we're a proof of product and we want feedback from everybody. I used to say that all the time. Give feedback. I keep trying to shorten my message. But one feedback that came up today was like, we don't have categories because we thought, if you need an electrician, you type in electrician. If you need a lawyer, you start typing in lawyer, and everybody who has lawyer in the tag will start coming up. But maybe we need categories and like that kind of stuff. I would love feedback about. So don't be shy. Contact me. Good, bad, or indifferent.
That sounds amazing. Shoshana Jen Lubin, thank you so much for being with us. And thank you for letting us know about justconnectus.com. Everyone is invited to go and check it out and make yourself a profile and put yourself out there so that you can get word of mouth referrals and also everyone else can benefit from your service. It sounds like an amazing win-win situation. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to be back here again next week. And we have a lot to talk about. So look forward to being back, and don't forget to be connected for real. Thank you so much.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzen Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget, you can be connected for real.